Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 21. Our air date is Thursday, July 25th, 2024. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again here by the lovely and talented
Quarter B.
Still with me, still hasn't left me, where I'm very fortunate. We've got just a blast of a show tonight. We saw these guys for the first time recently at the Vault, fell in love with their music, and so we absolutely have to have you on the show. It's the Euclid Motel. Welcome, Connor James.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate to be here.
Well, it was such a fun night we had back in what? I guess it was early June. And
yes,
actually, our first time getting out to the Vault. First time we had an opportunity to see you, and you just absolutely rocked the stage. I was just mesmerized. You guys really have a sound that pulls you in and keeps you there.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, and I can speak for all of the members of my band saying that we work very, very hard to make that possible for people who come out and listen. So that means the world to me to hear that.
But, well, and it's apparent. The effort is there from everybody. Your chemistry is fantastic. Your sound you describe as blues and groove. Elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, that's how I've learned to market it overall because, like, yeah, we play like a lot of blues music, and that's kind of like where our roots like live, like within most of the members, especially our core members of the band who have been around since the pretty much like once we went electric. And so we stay traditional to like the blues sense of like, I mean, our heroes are all your ones from like the 60s, 50s, especially like the British Invasion blues. We're all that and the blues influence, but we put a modern twist onto things and we have other influences, and we don't just play blues music either. So that's where the groove comes in, because we learned a while back that it's a lot more fun when people are up and dancing to your music,
of course,
to have everybody sitting. And they like, even if you're playing music, that's great and stuff, but like the crowd is dancing and into it. Like, it's just so much more fun and easy for yourself as a performer to get into the music as well when you have that energy from the crowd. So that's where the groove comes from. So I always market it as blues and groove, because we go everywhere from that minor dark blues to your happy, groovy, almost pop song.
Well, and the energy that you express from the stage, not just, well, I guess even more than the energy, the way you and your vocals, I don't know what the word I really want, but it's dramatic.
Oh, it's very dramatic. That's so good.
Yeah, you have a way of, it's almost a change within the songs that you see. I know the first one that we've got queued up, What Would You Do? It hits you hard with the blues right off the bat. But there are portions of that song that you're reaching out and grabbing us and shaking us for an answer to your question.
Yeah, most certainly. And I have a musical theater background from high school and stuff, and I kind of just like fell into that. And me and Nathan, who's our drummer, we did musical theater together. So I learned a lot of like stage presence and a lot of like stage techniques from that. But I've also carried it over into like my vocals and like into writing as well. And a lot of our songs, they do tell stories, or they have, it's more than just like, oh, we found a hook and here's our hook. It's a lot of it is like, if you need to listen to the lyrics, it's all right there. And you kind of follow the story along. And I remember from that night at the Vault, one of the members from Attaboy came up and he said, "You guys are really mellow." And he meant it as a compliment. And then he said, "The moment that you had your first scream in there, you grabbed everybody's attention in the room and they were loud."
You did. Well, and that's what this song does. What Would You Do? To me, the first couple of times I heard it, and as we were going over it and becoming familiar, you set a tone immediately. This is good old basic blues. And it pulls you in. It makes you feel good. You have that, the genre of the traditional blues. Man, you get it. There's some serious Jim Morrison going on a little while later in
True.
This. Tell us a little bit about kind of the makeup of this song, the story that you're telling, and what were you trying to get out of this?
Yeah, so we wrote this song. It'd be about, I'm trying to think of dates, but we wrote it with our last bass player, which was, so we have Tim Goff as our bass player right now. I played bass for about, and then before that, we of our original members, Brian, who was playing bass, and we originally wrote this with him. Mm-hmm. And there was one day we used to practice in the very room that I'm in right now, and he came over early, and I just kind of played this like slow blues thing. I said, "Hey, I think I have like an idea with this," like, and I said, "And I do the turnaround like a little bit different than like what you'd be used to hearing. So there's like one note difference type of thing in there from what a traditional like 12 bar blues would be." And so we kind of ran that and ran through practice, and then we recorded it, and like I kept listening to it over and over again, and I just had this like this kind of like story of like almost like selling your soul to the devil to become famous. And that's always been like this weird like joke or thing that me and my friends have always like gravitated towards, especially like my musical friends, of like, "Oh, we're 27 years old. I guess this is it." And a little spoiler alert, I'm 28 now, so I don't know.
You've surpassed that. You don't need to sell your soul to the devil now.
But so I just kind of wrote this like fictional story of what I thought it would be like to like sell your soul to the devil, and like what that setting would be. So like if you listen to our studio recording of it, which we recorded with Jeff Grazel, who is an incredible saxophone player who helped us out tremendously through the time of rotating from our original bass player to our now bass player. He did a great job of helping us fill out sound, write the music, and also just as that. So that song features saxophone on it. And it kind of, we always thought of as when it happens, like the solos happen in this middle section, is that it's a conversation between the devil and the main character. And that, the guitar part is the devil speaking, where the saxophone is more of the man or a boy or whomever you want the main character to be in that, they're speaking through the saxophone. There's a part like when it first comes into that solo where it just sounds like the saxophone is like screaming. Mm-hmm. And, when we recorded it, we did it with Andy Reed here in Bay City, and he does an excellent job and has recorded pretty much almost everybody around here, and can't say enough good things about Andy. But we recorded the saxophone and sent it back through like an echo rec, and that's how we got that sound on the saxophone in that song. Was it's all this big echoing saxophone. So it mainly just tells the story of a man selling his soul to the devil to become famous.
All right. Well, Quarter Peep said we've all aged out of that now, so we're not going to have to worry about it. But let's give this a listen. We're excited for this. Euclid Motel, What Would You Do?
It was a dark and stormy Sunday. The clock keep on ticking away. Another dark and stormy Sunday. Ain't no more games left to play. Now tell me, son, what would you do if old Nick came a-knockin' for you? You make a deal to let you know.
Oh.
Would you sell it all for fortune and for fame? Now tell me, son, what would you do? Gong, gong, gone and tick down away. Only one choice left to make. Is this the deal you will take? Now tell me, son, what would you do?
Woohoo!
All right. Well, I'm not in a big hurry to sell my soul, but I think, you know, what a great tune. And I'll tell you, I still, the first couple of bars of that just puts me in such a good mood. Just right off the bat, it's that blues that I like.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. Wonderful song.
Thank you so much.
So tell me a little bit about your creation process. Now, if you're, you know, you mentioned for What Would You Do, the tune came, the story was what seemed to follow. Is that how you generally sit down to write? I've got the tune, and then I'll put in what the story is later, or does the story sometimes come first?
Yeah, it's all dependent on the tune. So there's on the second song of that album on 2023, there's a song called Saints and Sinners, which Nathan, our drummer, sings. And I wrote that song, I actually like woke up one day, and a lot of times I write my lyrics when I first wake up. And I woke up one day and I just started like writing on my phone, and it was like one of those, I got up way too early for work. So I'm just sitting there writing, and I wrote this whole song, and I wrote this melody in my head, And the whole day at work, I was like antsy to get home. I was like, I need to get home right now. Like, I feel like I have something here.
Yeah.
Got home and I picked up my guitar and I made this really crappy demo out on GarageBand. And I sent it to everybody right away. And I was like, learn this and like stuff. And then I brought the lyrics to Nathan and we all like fleshed it out like on the spot there. But then there's also other times where I'm just like, hey, like I have this idea for a song, like the other one that we're going to talk about, Getaway. Getaway came from, I was just like looking through old lyrics in my phone. I was scrolling. And we were at practice. I said, hey guys, play like a fast blues in C and make it a kind of shuffle. And that's how Getaway came about. And they wrote every single little bit of that. And I just am happy, lucky enough to sing the words over the top. There's other songs where like I'll sit there and I'll write everything, like from the main guitar parts to the bass line. And I have like more of like a, this is a vision, this is what we do. And like, there isn't as much freedom for everybody. But most songs that we do is like, I just come up with this like basic idea. I write it on the acoustic guitar. I'm like, hey guys, what can we do to make this our song? And I think that the band does a great job with taking what starts out in my head as a small vision and surpassing my expectations every single time.
Well, and I think particularly when we're talking about Getaway, you see that the talent of the band and how they gel with all of that too. So what you're saying really comes all completely to fruition. I wanted to emphasize something about Getaway as well. Your lead guitarist, Darian, mm-hmm. by the way, received a 2024 Review Magazine Award for Best Country
That's
Instrumentalist.
Right, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Took home Best Rock Guitarist as well.
Well, yeah. And he fits it. I know. He was, I have had this vision since I was old enough to hold on to a guitar to being able to play like Darian plays.
Yeah.
And when I see someone like him up on stage, I'm just continually blown away. And he is an incredible talent.
Yeah.
But the solos that he has in this song are absolutely phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah. Darian does a great job, especially with being a soloist and even just like finding his voice, like within songs and stuff. Like, you know, it's for a while I used to play electric guitar up there and stand next to him and play solos. And then I was like, I can't do this anymore. he is a very, very special guitar player and lucky enough that we're not just bandmates, that we are friends as well. And that we've known each other a very long time, actually, but became better friends in adulthood. And I can't say enough about Darian as a guitar player and as a person as well. You know, he can take, I've never heard somebody be able to play Jimmy Page licks and sound like Jimmy Page. Wow. I've never heard somebody take a Pink Floyd song and sound just like David Gilmour. And if you would have asked me years ago and said, hey, do you think you'd ever cover a Pink Floyd song? I would have said, no, it's just too much of something to tackle. Like, how could you ever like live up to that? But you hear Darian play the first note in the Time solo, or you hear him play the Money solo, and you're like blown away.
Yeah.
The tones there, the timing, the voice and everything. And it goes further than just buying nice gear. It goes to that he has like studied them, like to the point of like, he will watch live videos and see if they're doing an upstroke or a downstroke on these certain notes and like where they're plucking these notes on like on the guitar to get that tone. And he's put so many hours into the instrument and so much dedication and time that all the awards that he gets, all of the credit that he gets for our sound and our band and like all the praise and stuff is well and more than deserved.
He's a true student of the instrument and the songs, as well as being a perfectionist there on stage.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about Getaway. I know we've talked a little bit about the things that I've taken from the song. Tell me a little bit from your perspective, the importance of this.
Getaway was one of those moments in our like practice space where it started to feel like this is the final, the final equation for the band. This was like one of the first ones, like, because when you add members in and you already have music going on, it's like you're trying to catch everybody up. Everybody caught up. We had a big show at the Vault last December that we were just trying to get caught up for. Mm-hmm. And we and we rocked it out, and we might have even played this one for that, but it was like right around this time. Like we were caught up with the music, we were feeling good, and we were just sitting there jamming, and I was like, hey, play this. And everybody played a blues in C, and I sang the lyrics over top, and then I changed a couple, and it's a super simple lyrics. There's nothing special lyrically about this one, but it's more of just like a fun, like, hey, we're going to dance, and something like I can remember the words, sing along to, and it's one of our more fun upbeat songs.
It really is fun funk. I just, you know, when the first listen to that, that was my initial, in fact, that's my notes here, fun funk. Yeah. It really does. It's got a good pickup. It does get people moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most certainly. I call it, it's like taking Mustang Sally and Southbound by the Allman Brothers and pushing them into one song and then changing the words over top of it.
There you go.
That's actually better, yeah.
Yeah.
That works. Well, let's give it a listen. The Euclid Motel and Get Away.
Oh Lord, I've been on the run, dodging the mail every day. Come on. Dodging the mail every day. And I pray the Lord for the day I'm a renegade in my getaway. And I gotta go, I'm moving fast, make no mistake. And I gotta go, I'm moving fast to make no mistake. And I'll please the day. I'm a renegade, it's my kid away. Come on, get in the play for us. But we've got my path. For me, in first, and I'm in last. Come on. Oh, God, my path. For me, in first, and I'm in last. And I'll praise the Lord for the time. My goddamn kid away. Come on. And I gotta go, honey, go. And I gotta go, honey, go. I gotta go, honey, go. Go, honey, go. Go, honey, go. Go, honey, go. I gotta go, honey, go. Go, honey, go. I gotta go, honey, go. I'm prisoner for the day. I'm a renegade, it's my getaway.
All right, that is a fun one. Getaway from Euclid Motel. That's going to be on the playlist for a long time. We'll have some fun with that one. So Connor James joining us from the Euclid Motel. What's on the horizon for you guys now? There's been a lot going on. You've been pretty busy. You know, Grand Rapids not too long ago.
Yeah.
We saw you in Saginaw.
Turf over there. Yeah.
Grand Rapids was a lot of fun. We hope to get back over there again. It's always fun playing somewhere new in a new city. And like, we made like a whole day of it. It was Darian's birthday that weekend. So the guys from Kush Robinson, we're good friends with them. And they traveled with us across the state. We got an Airbnb. We did the rock star thing for a night. And we both,
all right,
both of us played a kick-ass show. So it was really cool and a really just like nice experience. And like one of those like attaboys for a band, like, hey, like pat on the back, like you're doing it type of thing.
Yeah.
And we got really good response there. So that was cool. On the horizon, by the time this airs, we've been in the studio. So we're in the studio currently. We are recording two songs. We're recording Good Time to Be Alive, and we're recording a song called Golden Coast. And we'll be recording with Andy Reid, and I'm sure that they're going great by now. Looking
well,
into
certainly. Well, we're going to be hearing your live version of Good Time to Be Alive here on the other side of this this break. But
yeah,
you see the studio version. How much different is it? Have you made major changes to the song? I know you told me as we were getting started that this has been a long time coming for this particular song.
Yeah, so this is another one that we started out with our original bass player, and we were, and this was one of those ones. Same thing. We were in the room, and I was just kind of came up with this like this little chordy jam, and then I gave it to Darian, and he came up with that cool little like Grateful Daddy riff to it. And we played this one with our saxophone player with me on bass, and like that all changed and stuff. And we changed the words to it a bunch of times. Really just was one that we were never in a rush to get done. Because really, this is like one of those special like instrumentals. Even like we even thought about just playing it as an instrumental for the long time, because it's just like one of those just groovy tunes. What you can expect to be different coming up is like we've cut some of the fat out of it, because like we still get labeled as a jam band when we play live. You know, like a lot of songs, they will go for 7, 8, 9, even 12, 15
sure,
minutes. And so this one, like we're going to cut out the fat a little bit. You can expect to have like a little bit of different vocal choices from myself on the verses. And I might even write another verse by then. We're not sure, but we've cut the fat. And we've just kind of are pushing the song without some of that extra stuff in the middle, but really just trying to get songs underneath of 6 minutes, 5 minutes for recording purposes.
Well, and I think from what I've heard from the live version, which we're going to be hearing here in just a few seconds, this really, to me, dramatically puts together all of the various talents of the band. This isn't emphasizing any one particular. This isn't just Darian. This isn't just your vocals. Everybody's talents are on display in this song.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree with that as well, that this is one of those full band songs. And it's also something that we've been like really pushing in like all of our other music as well, and like everything new that's coming. There's a song called I've Met a Lot of People, which we plan on recording as well, which we might be recording it at this time. Just depends on if we have time right now or not. But you can expect us to be releasing that. And that's like a 20 bar blues that has, it uses all the chords from the blues, but it's just a little bit different of timing. And then it has actually like a, we do like a key change to the minor, in the middle of it for a solo. And so Darian passes off the solo from the major section to Tim, who's our keys player. We have two Tims. Tim Carey, who's our keys player, into the middle for like a psychedelic section. And it comes right out of that psychedelic section, right back into the vocals. And right after like the first like verse of the vocals and that after that section, we have this really cool like onomatopoeia break, what I call it, of like I have the words knock, knock, knocking, and we all cut out, and Nathan on the drum, knock, knock, knocks on the wood.
All right.
That's cool.
Bang, 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 and he does it on his toms, bang, 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 and then we come back in. So we really try to give everybody moments in the band, and everybody has their, gets to be a star, everybody gets to, because like, it's not about me, it's not about Darian, it's not about Nathan or Tim or Tim. It's about how all of us make it work together, how we play our roles together, and what we can do to make the person standing next to us sound the best that they can.
Well, and here's the perfect definition of what Connor just mentioned. Let's give a listen to Good Time to Be Alive.
Darker days, you gotta keep going on down to the bay. boat. Row it back to the shore. Roll it back to the shore. You better go and grab your stick. Man, the waves are coming in quick. You gotta row and row your boat. You gotta row and row your boat. You better row, row your boat. Row it on back to the shore.
And I hope you agree. Euclid Motel, good time to be alive. And I really do. That's got everything you guys do is in that song.
Yeah, I would agree with it as well. That's kind of us as like in a good nutshell of like in that side of that blues influence with the groove. Fun lyrics. There was one that took a while to write lyrically. Just because could never be happy with it, but it's just this this fun little story about an old man who lives along a river, and how he makes his living is by fishing. And so it tells a story about a man like floating down the river, and he ends up running into a woman who is like, "Hey, like I can keep you from like becoming older," type of thing. And a lot of my music that I've been writing lately has been about getting older. And there's a lot of changes happening, like within my life personally. There's a lot of things that I'm feeling like bittersweet about, that I'm feeling, you know, like this is a good thing. And so the whole good time to be alive and the other lyrics that are happening inside of that chorus is row, row your boat.
Yeah.
Which is just a knockoff of one of your favorite nursery rhymes, and just, you know, put one more row in there and it's a nursery rhyme.
Yep. Yep.
And so the boat is like, you know, moving forward, moving through and pushing to the end. And there's another lyric in there that says, "Don't look back on darker days, keep floating on down to the bay." And that has reference to do with like where we're from, and growing up like around the water and stuff. Yep. Like that. Definitely been like a big influence on writing and everything. But yeah, that song just is about being happy with where you are and moving forward and doing your best every day.
It's optimism, and you guys encompass it. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So tell us, we've got a lot of folks that are hearing you now here through the program that are going to want to know, where do I see them? How do I find out about them? I want to see the Euclid Motel, and I don't want to see a no vacancy. I want to know what's happening and how do I get there. So give us a little rundown of all the ways to get in touch with
us. Most certainly. So the best way to get in touch with us is to go follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Our Facebook would be, just type in the Euclid Motel. Ooh, excuse me. And it'll come right on up. You'll have our logo right there. And you'll be able to tell that's our page. Same with Instagram is just the Euclid Motel. And then where you can see us coming up live, as I'm looking at our calendar right now.
Well, I know you've got one here just in a couple of days over at Scotty's Sandbar in Bay City on the 27th.
Scotty's Sandbar on the 27th, that is going to be a very fun show. It will be outdoors. Scotty's is a lot of fun. It's in the middle grounds of Bay City. So it will be right in the middle of the river. And it's really cool there. Scotty does a great job. And he does a lot for the music around here. It's like, if you're not playing at BMO's or seeing music at BMO's, you're seeing music at Scotty's.
Yeah.
And we've always really loved going to Scotty's, and he always takes good care of us. That's going to be an awesome show. We will be at in Central Lake at Camp Compost, which is like an informational festival that they'll have music at the end about like mycology and composting and regenerative farming, stuff like that. That'll be August 16th. We will be playing Arts in the Park on September 7th in Freeland. And then we will be playing the Lansing Blues Fest, or the Michigan Blues Fest in Lansing on September
20th. Great one to be at. That's always a terrific show. So we'll look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, we were super excited to get booked for that one. Like when I got that email, I was like all giddy about it. I was like, "Whoa, did it!"
Connor, I have a feeling there are going to be a lot more of those emails. We absolutely love your music. We appreciate you being on with us here tonight, and we're wishing you all the best.
Awesome! Thank you so very much, and I was very happy to be here.
I still remember when we first heard you at the Vault, and we were sitting at a tabletop to your stage right, if you're on stage. Mm-hmm. And I remember just hugging C. Willie's shirt and going, yes, please.
Yeah. You guys have that effect. It's like fun that. To feel the music, and your music definitely does that. So
yeah, that's
the Motel, Connor James, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.
Porter Peep, who do we have on the next broadcast?
Yes, so next week we have Danielle Bollinger.
Looking forward to that. Appreciate you all listening tonight. This is a wrap on this one. I'd like to thank one more time Connor James, the Euclid Motel. For all of you that are listening out there in podcast land, don't forget to follow us on any of the platforms. We're now out on almost all of them. Mm-hmm. We obviously originated at Spotify, but you can now catch us on iHeartRadio and
Pandora, and
Apple Podcasts. We're all over
Amazon
the place.
Amazon Music.
Yep. We're kind of happy about that. And you can also check us out at VehicleCitySound.com. Get your merch there. Like us on Facebook. And if you want to get in touch with us, you want to know more about Connor and the Euclid Motel, you want to maybe suggest a band that we could have on here, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's a wrap for tonight. Again, thanks for listening. Be good.